In a small storefront on East Passyunk Avenue in South Philadelphia, the Museum of the History of Italian Immigration winds visitors through a tightly turning path of early Italian explorers, display cases of artifacts, and even a fully realized barbershop that once bustled in Southwest Philadelphia in the 1950s. It's complete with original Formica cabinetry and enameled swivel chairs. It was the Cadillac of barbershops, says museum chair Michael Bonacera.
The barbershop closed in 1968. As a result of several factors, one of which being the Beatles invasion, really killed the barber industry in the late 60s, and that is truth.
This is the only Italian museum for hundreds of miles around. Bonacera was able to put it together in just 9 months because he has very little overhead. The storefront is owned by the local chapter of Philitalia. It's a global Italian organization. And there's another guy in Philadelphia who wants to open another Italian museum. His name is Michael DiPilla. The computer engineer wants to make not just a museum of how Italy influenced America, but how America influenced Italy.
Philadelphia had reached a worldwide, really, level of importance. It was a symbol of liberty and freedom, and there was an Italian town that was destroyed by earthquake, and when these people, you know, it's like, we have to rename the town, they actually renamed the town Philadelphia.
Right now, DiPilla has little more than an idea and a website, nationalitalianmuseum.org. He's talking with city and federal officials about finding a suitable location, perhaps the first bank of the United States on Independence Mall. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.